You're listening to SBS News.
A deadline's looming for the printing of forms for the United States 2020 census, but it's still not decided if a divisive question on citizenship can be included. President Donald Trump's administration wants to ask if people are US citizens, but the US Supreme Court has upheld a federal judge's decision barring the question. In a 5-4 vote, the justices ruled the administration hadn't given an adequate explanation for its plan, and they sent the issue back to the Commerce Department for it to decide whether to provide a different reason for including the question. Such a determination from a federal agency would normally take weeks or months. That effectively blocks the question being included in the census for now. President Trump isn't letting the matter go, tweeting,
"Seems totally ridiculous that our government, and indeed country, cannot ask a basic question of citizenship in a very expensive, detailed and important census, in this case for 2020. I have asked the lawyers if they can delay the census, no matter how long, until the United States Supreme Court is given additional information from which it can make a final and decisive decision on this very critical matter."
The once-a-decade census is used to allot seats in the US House of Representatives and distribute some $1,100 billion in federal funds. While President Trump has argued that the census is meaningless if it doesn't ask people if they're citizens, the question hasn't been asked of all households since 1950. His administration had told the Supreme Court the question was needed to better enforce a law that protects the voting rights of racial minorities. But critics, including the executive director of the Black Alliance for Just Immigration, Nana Gayamfai, claim the question is a ploy.
"Given this administration's blatant political corruption, xenophobia, and relentless attacks on Black people and other communities of color, we know that the addition of a citizenship question is nothing more than a racist attempt to discourage our participation in the 2020 census and artificially reduce our ever-growing numbers."
Census Bureau experts estimate up to 6.5 million immigrants would avoid the census or lie in it if the citizenship question were asked. An undercount would benefit non-Hispanic whites and help President Trump's Republican Party gain seats in the House of Representatives. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin says the citizenship question was a carefully devised political strategy to discourage Hispanics from participating.
"It had a direct impact on many states, including my own of Illinois, because when minority populations are undercounted, we end up losing options for federal funds to come our way. So I'm glad the court saw through this."
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham believes the administration can still make a persuasive case for the question being included.
All this money goes to aid. And, you know, I think a lot of people believe that how much money a state gets based on the number of people should be related to those here legally, not illegally.
Opponents are gearing up to fight on. Among them is Democratic Congresswoman Veronica Escobar.
"The other side is not going to quit. They are not going to quit until they take the power out of our hands. But they will not do it without a fight. We're in it to win it. We're in it for the long haul."
The census is scheduled for April 1, 2020. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.